In the Kaddish Darabanan, in the additional section, we say Al Yisrael Val Rabbanan Val Tamidehon Val Kol Tamidei Tamidehon Val Kol Man Daaskin Boraisa. We're about to bless Yisrael and the rabbis and the students of the students and anyone who engages in Torah. This is a special Kaddish that's recited after we learn Torah Shabbat Peh, after we learn Agadita. So it makes sense that we're blessing the rabbis who teach the Torah, the students who learn the Torah, and anyone who's occupied in Torah. But why do we begin with Al Yisrael? Why is the first blessing, or the first beneficiary of the blessing, Yisrael? So Rav Hirsch explains that very simply, the spiritual welfare of the nation depends on Torah study. So when the students learn the Torah, when the rabbis teach the Torah, when everyone's occupied in Torah, it benefits Yisrael as a nation. And that's why it's the first beneficiary of this special prayer. However, we can also understand that maybe the Yisrael here refers not to Yisrael, Klal Yisrael in general, but it refers to those members of Klal Yisrael who support Torah study. The Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha in Vezosa bracha, in Vezosa bracha, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches states, Veli Zvulun Amar, and to Zvulun, Moshe said, Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecha V'yisachar Bo'alecha. The Moshe first blesses Zvulun before Yisachar. We know that Yisachar and Zvulun had a partnership. Yisachar would study Torah, Zvulun would help support his Torah study. And they would share in the spiritual prophets equally. And in Moshe Rabbeinu's blessing, Zvulun precedes Yisachar. The supporter of Torah precedes the one who actually learns Torah. So perhaps initially, during the Kaddish Rabbanan, the first beneficiary of this prayer is not the one who teaches the Torah, not the one who studies the Torah, but Yisrael, who supports Torah study.